Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Incoming Hollywood moment.
Boss has a bogey.
Right ascension, 18
what?
Hours.
We're on it.
Submarine formed. I'm moving the rest of them now, and I need you to confirm the coordinates.
All systems
nominal. Hey, actress Jodie Foster was impressed. Contact, that goofy movie about aliens contacting Earth, is actually a white-knuckled Hollywood thriller about just a piece of information.
Just symbols mapped onto sounds, mapped onto electronic impulses decoded in your brain. We call it
radio sometimes, but it's all just information. The biggest science story of all time just might be how we're all bits of information sloshing around.
2, 3, 5, 7. Those are all prime numbers, and there's no way that's a natural phenomenon.
Take a number. The future is about to be emailed.
Information, the history of the theory that's become a flood. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of how the center of science is not mathematics. It may be information theory. James Glick, the famous author, joins us. It's Thursday, March 10th.
Well, let me give you a little bit more information. Here's the headlines for this morning. In Wisconsin, a three-week legislative standoff over union rights has come to a very abrupt end. Last night, Republicans in the state Senate passed a bill restricting collective bargaining rights for state workers. The vote came while the Senate's 14 Democrats were still out of state. They'd fled to prevent that bill from moving forward, but Republicans were able to get the vote through on a procedural technicality. They separated the measure on union rights from the budget bill, and then they were able to approve it without any debate. Speaking to The Takeaway this morning from an undisclosed location, Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch says Governor Scott Walker's budget bill was hiding his true intentions.
Clearly, his whole agenda was to destroy workers' rights. They had to use a vehicle to try to hide their true intention. It's mourning in America, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
Organized labor leaders are calling for another rally this morning in Madison.
Today, NATO opens 2 days of talks on possibly actually imposing a no-fly zone in Libya. There's been heavy fighting in Zawiya and Ras Laduf this morning between rebels and forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. One opposition spokesman, Mahmoud Jibril, made a plea for help to end the violence.
We need all types of assistance, all types of assistance to help us get through this ordeal as soon as possible.
The White House still weighing a course of action. France, though, has become the first country to officially recognize the Libyan rebel leadership, the National Libyan Council, as the country's legitimate government this morning.
Nobel laureate and dissident leader Mohamed El-Baradei says he'll run for president of Egypt as long as a democratic process is put into place as promised by the military.
I would be honored to be at the service of the Egyptian people as their representative. I can work for them as the president of the Arab Republic of Egypt.
Meanwhile, in Yemen, after thousands of people took to the streets in the capital of Sana'a, President Ali Saleh promised to transfer power to a parliamentary system. President Saleh is pledging to hold a referendum to revise the constitution by the end of the year.
The Homeland Security Committee in the House is having a hearing on Islamic radicalization led by New York Republican Congressman Peter King. It begins today. Lots of controversy and lots of coverage of that there. Cleveland's population has shrunk 17% in the past decade, according to newly released U.S. Census data that's trickling out of the government every couple of weeks or so. Cleveland's population peaked in 1950. 950,000 people live there. Today, just 397,000 people live in Cleveland. The city planner in the city says he believes it's due to an undercount. Asian markets, European indices down this morning. Futures are mixed. The Dow starts at 12,213, despite the fact that oil is trading lower. The S&P opens at 1,320, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,751.
Well,
nice.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Nothing better than Les Paul, guitar legend. We're going to take a look at a new exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Art that kind of details our love affair in America with the guitar. We'll also take a look at History of Knowledge, as you said earlier, with James Glick, author of The Information. But first, to Libya and what should happen next, what could happen next there.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.